This is a Queensland Narrating Service recording of Guide Dogs Queensland Annual Report 2018-2019. Your narrator is Clem Fechner in October 2019. Contents: Track 2, President's Report. Track 3, CEO's Message. Track 4, A Message from Our Patron. Track 5, Abridged Financial Statements. Track 6, Our Board of Directors. Track 7, In Loving Memory Of. Track 8, Thank You to Our Valued Supporters. Track 9, Our 10, 15 and 20 Year Award Volunteers. Track 2, President's Report. We remain a dynamic organisation, continuing to grow and evolve as we work to improve our service delivery and build our supporter base. As the senior leadership team continues to implement the 2021 strategic plan, we are seeing growth and improvement across the organisation. Financially, I am pleased to report that the organisation is in a very sound position, with all budget objectives for 2018-19 having been met, and our investment reserves performing well. What is most pleasing is that as the organisation continues to grow, the services we offer to clients continues to expand as well. This year we launched our Lifestyle and Leisure program, which gives people who are blind and vision impaired the chance to learn basic cooking, self-defence and pottery skills. One of the board's priorities has been to ensure we make maximum use of all dogs that are bred and trained here at Guide Dogs Queensland. We were delighted to relaunch the Pets as Therapy program in May 2019, giving dogs that don't make it in our guide dog program a different career path and a second chance at changing lives. There were a number of key changes to our board membership this year. We welcomed two new directors, David Swain and Corinne Butler, each offering fresh perspective and diversity to our board. We also farewelled Dr. Mark Lone, AM, at our AGM in November. Mark has been an exceptional advisor, advocate and director of Guide Dogs Queensland for 22 years. We were also deeply saddened by the passing of our former board member, long-standing client, guide dog user and great friend, Dr. John Vance, OAM. John was an active member of the Guide Dogs community for 23 years and an incredible advocate for the blind and low vision community. I commend the stewardship of CEO Michael Knightley and the senior leadership team, and I thank my fellow board directors for their good governance and strategic direction. Each year we reflect upon the incredible support the community provides, ensuring Guide Dogs Queensland can continue to offer its vital services to people with low or no vision. To our donors, volunteers and supporters, your dedication and generosity is the reason that miracles are possible at Guide Dogs Queensland. Thank you for helping Queenslanders navigate the world with confidence and independence. Richard Anderson, OAM, President. Track 3, CEO's Message. This year we have seen success and growth across the organisation as we work towards building positive foundations for the future. I sincerely thank our President, Richard Anderson, Vice President Leanne Muller, the board and the senior leadership team and staff for their ongoing commitment to ensuring we provide the best service for people living with low or no vision. Teams across the organisation have had a productive year, and we are continuing to build our client services team, welcoming three occupational therapists and a new allied support services manager on board. Over the past financial year, we conducted 111 regional visits, which included our attendance at 10 regional disability expos and provided assistance to more than 600 clients. Our guide dog services team have placed a record 27 guide dogs over the past financial year, and our breeding program continues to thrive, with 81 puppies born in the nursery. With the new vet clinic due for completion by January 2020, we will be able to provide all care for our colony on site. Our support services team has been working to develop robust systems, processes, and improved risk management. The team is working hard to make documents and forms accessible across the organisation, with all staff taking part in specialised training programs. I'm extremely grateful to our incredible community for their support in our fundraising initiatives, particularly the many Queenslanders who participated in Porgust, our new national fundraising campaign. More than 1,000 people registered, raising $600,000 in the process. A number of significant improvements were made to the nursery and training centre at Bald Hills this year, including the completion of the Memorial Garden, which is a dedicated space to acknowledge those who have left a generous legacy gift in their will, as well as honouring past working guide dogs. Work was also completed on a new multi-purpose centre behind client residence, which will be used for a variety of client-based activities, including the Early Learning Centre, which is due to reopen at the end of 2019. We continue to work to build a healthy culture for staff and volunteers with the implementation of new workplace wellness initiatives and a focus on improving volunteer satisfaction. Our most recent volunteer survey recorded a 91% satisfaction rate. We remain focused on supporter and staff engagement to ensure we can continue to provide our vital services to those who need it. Michael Keightley, Chief Executive Officer. Track 4, a message from our patron. As patron of Guide Dogs Queensland, it gives me great pleasure to write once again in support of this warmly uplifting Queensland institution. I have always been amazed, frankly, at the scope of Guide Dogs Queensland support. While the iconic guide dog neatly conveys to the public the organisation's core mission of supporting people with vision loss, its true community impact extends beyond these bounds. I was intrigued to learn of the Pets as Therapy program launched in 2018 to give pups who are not suited to becoming guide dogs a second chance at changing lives. In 2019, the first therapy dog, Esme, was placed with Artie, a 5-year-old boy with severe autism, to beneficial ends. This year, Guide Dogs Queensland handlers were the first in Australia to trial new harness technology, enhancing both handler and guide dog comfort. This is another glittering example of Guide Dogs Queensland's enduring relevance and commitment to innovation. As patron, I thank the board, staff, volunteers and donors for supporting this important Queensland institution. I wholeheartedly congratulate the organisation on their advocacy and efforts to support people in our community to be independent and to achieve their goals. Finally, I thank everyone who aided the miracle litter, born prematurely in 2019. Thanks to their care, these puppies have the chance to grow into life-changing guide dogs and continue the important work of Guide Dogs Queensland. His Excellency, the Honourable Paul de Jersey, Governor of Queensland. Track 5, Abridged Financial Statements. Statement of Profit or Loss and Other Comprehensive Income for the year ended 30 June 2019. Narrator's note, these columns give comparative figures for the years 2019 and 2018. Fundraising. Revenue, 2019, $10,330,300. 2018, $8,398,432. Expenses, 2019, $4,826,194. 2018, $4,243,309. Net. 2019, $5,504,106. 2018, $4,155,123. Services. Client services, 2019, revenue, $535,908. 2018, $1,171,780. Expenses, 2019, $3,035,163. 2018, $3,877,057. Net, 2019, negative $2,499,255. 2018, negative $2,705,277. Guide Dog Services and Supply, 2019, revenue, $651,311. 2018, $452,979. Expenses 2019 4,206,357, 2018 2,945,630. Net 2019 negative $3,555,046, 2018 negative $2,492,651. The totals: 2019 revenue $1,187,220, 2018 $1,624,759. Expenses 2019 $7,241,520, 2018 $6,822,687. Net 2019 negative $6,054,301. 2018 net negative $5,197,928. Other: dividends and interest 2019. Revenue 1,428,372. 2018 $970,111. Expenses 2019 $196,209. 2018 $194,554. Net 2019 $1,232,162. 2018 $775,557. Other: 2019 revenue $496,061. 2018 $180,181. Expenses $627,730. 2018 $393,026. The net for 2019 negative $131,669, and for 2018 negative $212,845. Gain/loss on financial assets at fair value through profit or loss. In 2019, there was no revenue. In 2018, $573,463. Expenses 2019, negative $67,654. 2018, zero. Net 2019, negative $67,654. 2018, net $573,463. Gain/loss on sale of non-current assets. Revenue 2019, $1,591. 2018, zero. Expenses 2019, zero. 2018, $26,107. Net 2019, $1,591. 2018, negative $26,107. The totals for other section: 2019 revenue 1,926,023, 2018 1,723,755, expenses 2019 756,285, 2018 613,687, net 2019 $1,034,430, net 2018 $1,110,068. Surplus before income tax expense 2019 $484,236, 2018 $67,263. There was no income tax expense in either year. The surplus for the year 2019 484,236, 2018 $67,263. Other comprehensive income, changes in the fair value of debt instruments at fair value through other comprehensive income. The only figure is in 2019 net $194,737 for a total of that figure, $194,737. The total comprehensive income for the year of 2019 was $678,973. And 2018, $67,263. These figures have been extracted from the annual financial report, which is available on our website at goidedogsqld.com.au. The annual financial report was given an unqualified opinion by our auditors. The statement of financial position as at 30 June 2019. Current assets: cash on hand, 2019, 2,299,114. 2018, 4,659,613. Trade and other receivables, 803,832 in 2019, and in 2018, 621,288. Inventories on hand, 2019, 2,643,211. 2018, 2,505,324. Term deposits, 2019, 3,750,000. 2018, 1,889,397. Assets held for sale, 2019, 394,787. Total current assets, 2019, 9,890,944. 2018, 9,675,622. Non-current assets. Property, plant and equipment, 2019, $5,975,708. 2018, $6,074,097. Intangible assets, 2019, $119,255. 2018, $97,940. Investments, 2019, $14,578,337. 2018, $12,917,301. Total non-current assets, 2019, $20,673,300. 2018, $19,089,338. Total assets, 2019, $30,564,244. 2018, $28,764,960. Current liabilities, accounts payable and other payables, 2019, $949,289, 2018, $609,629. Employee provisions, 2019, $927,580, 2018, $828,091. Other liabilities, $863,818, 2018, $190,816, making the total current liabilities for 2019, $2,740,687, and for 2018, $1,628,536. Non-current liabilities, employee provisions, 2019, $54,817. 2018, $46,657. The total non-current liabilities are the same. The total liabilities for 2019 are $2,795,504. 2018, $1,675,193. The net assets for 2019, $27,768,740, 2018, $27,089,767. Equity, retained surplus, 2019, $27,585,842, 2018, $27,089,767. Reserve, 2019, $182,898. The total equity for 2019, $27,768,740. For 2018, $27,089,767. These figures have been extracted from the annual financial report, which is available on our website at guidedogsqld.com.au. The annual financial report was given an unqualified opinion by our auditors. Track 6, our Board of Directors. Richard Anderson, OAM President, BCom FCA FCPA. Mr. Richard Anderson, OAM, joined the Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind Association of Queensland in August 1980 and has served as President since 1990. He is also a member of the Board of Guide Dogs Australia. Mr. Anderson is Chairman of the Board of Data #3 Limited and a member of the Board of Lindsay Australia Limited. Formerly a partner of PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, Mr. Anderson was the firm's managing partner in Queensland and a member of the firm's national committee. He has also been a member of the Board of Trustees of Brisbane Grammar School and the Capital Markets Board of Queensland Treasury Corporation, President of the Brisbane Polo Club and President of CPA Australia in Queensland. Leanne Muller, Vice President, BCom, CA, ASIA, GAICD. Ms. Leanne Muller joined the board as a director in April 2005 and serves as Vice President. She also chairs the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee of the board. Leanne is a chartered accountant and experienced senior finance executive, having held Chief Financial Officer, CFO, or equivalent roles with Energex Limited 1998 to 2006, Uniting Care Queensland 2006 to 2007, and RACQ Group 2008 to 2014. Leanne also worked for PricewaterhouseCoopers in both Brisbane and Papua New Guinea, and with the Australian Securities Commission. In addition to her role with Guide Dogs for the Blind Association of Queensland, Leanne also serves as a non-executive director of DataHash 3 Limited, Sugar Terminals Limited, Q Super Subsidiary Q Insure Limited, and Peak Holdings Proprietary Limited, trading as Peak Services, a subsidiary of Local Government Association of Queensland. Lynette Reynolds, Company Secretary, BCom, LLB, LLM. Ms. Lynette Reynolds was appointed to the board in November 2009 and serves as Company Secretary and a member of the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee. Ms. Reynolds has been a practicing solicitor for over 25 years and is a partner with law firm HWL Ebsworth Lawyers. The firm is a long-standing supporter of Guide Dogs for the Blind Association of Queensland and is its honorary legal advisor. Ms. Reynolds has an extensive property and business practice, including in the health and childcare industry. Raymond Saunders. Mr. Ray Saunders was elected as a director in July 2002. He served as Vice President of the Board until 30 March 2016, as well as Chairman of the Investment Committee until December 2018. Prior to his retirement, Mr. Saunders was General Manager Queensland with the Commonwealth Bank of Australia. Ray followed his career in the banking and finance industry, spanning some 36 years. Mr. Saunders has been very active in the business community and in community work in South Australia, New South Wales and Western Australia. Arif Ali, BCom CPA. Mr. Arif Ali was appointed as a director to the board in July 2010, serving on the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee between May 2016 and December 2018. Arif joined the Association's Investment Committee in December 2018. Arif is a certified practicing accountant and has been involved with the packaging industry for the last 20 years and has travelled extensively through South America, USA, South Africa, Europe and Southeast Asia in his employment. He has been a life member of Guide Dogs for the Blind Association of Queensland for almost a decade and has actively participated in fundraising events. Arif is currently General Manager of Bemis Australasia and a Director of Bemis Brisbane Proprietary Limited, Bemis Flexible Packaging Limited, Micris Packaging Proprietary Limited, Micris Investments Proprietary Limited, Salmos Proprietary Limited and Mania Proprietary Limited. Drew Jackson, BCom MSC Finance CFA. Mr. Drew Jackson was appointed to the board in August 2016, becoming chairman of the Association's Investment Committee in December 2018. Drew has been involved in capital markets and investment for 25 years, including more than 10 years as a portfolio manager in London with Casanova Capital and Herald Investment Management. Drew is currently the head of group investment for the RACQ Group. He sits on the advisory panel of the RACQ Foundation, which assists community groups affected by natural disasters, and is a member of the policy committee of the RACQ Superannuation Plan. David Swain, RN, DipBiz, BHealth SC, MED, GAICD, Wharton AMP. Mr. David Swain joined the board in February 2019 and is a member of the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee of the board. David's qualifications and experience span health, business, compliance, education, industrial relations, and corporate governance. He has developed and managed as a senior executive a large and diverse range of industry-leading services across seniors care, social housing, and community services. He currently consults to social purpose organizations across the country. David is a founding director and current chair of the Community Services Industry Alliance, a member of the Community Services Reform Council, serves on Queensland Government's Child and Family Stakeholders Advisory Group, and the Inclusive Brisbane Professional Advice Alliance, and has previously served on several other for-purpose boards. Corinne Butler, MPM, GAICD, FAHRI. Ms. Corinne Butler joined the board in April 2019 and serves on the Client Services Liaison Committee. Corinne has extensive experience as a human resource management professional, including as a senior executive. She is a fellow of the Australian Human Resources Institute and a past Queensland State President. Corinne currently chairs advisory boards for agriculture and manufacturing companies throughout Australia, as well as working as an HR consultant. She is a former Vice President for the Queensland Rural, Regional and Remote Women's Networking and a graduate of the Australian Institute of Company Directors. Track 7, In Loving Memory Of. Alan Locke, Alan Wagner, Arthur Steffen, Arthur Sutton, Brian Greetham, Cecily Bull, Charles Lark, Constance Whitting, Cynthia Wheeler, Desmond Columbus, Donald Dillon, Dorothy Anderson, Douglas Feldman, Dulcie Maddox, Edward Bradfield, Elizabeth Clarenbeek, Elizabeth Wilson, Emily Reinhardt, Esther Gruer, Esther Larson, Evelyn Bunting, Faye Jones, Genevieve McNeil, Ian Cox, Ida Pavis, Inez Caton, Jackie Wilson, James Ryan, Jeanette King, Joan Evans, Kay Taylor, Keith Crisford, Keith Knight, Leslie Bracewell, Lily Bowley, Lois Jones, Lola Stewart, Lyle Power, Margaret Abrahams, Margaret Ballantyne, Margaret Hunter, Margaret Newton, Maud Rayner, Mercia Mead, Michael Vincent, Molly Turner, Nance Hands, Niccolo Zappula, Olive Ashcroft, Peter Frederick, Peter Spitzer, Phyllis Armitage, Phyllis White, Rachel Gowan, Richard Warner, Robert Henry Seed, Roland Bishop, Russell Girders, Sandra Taylor, Shirley Dacey, Sonia Corns, Sylvia Butler, Thomas Ottle, Valma Ballard, Yvette Crummond, and Yvonne Flynn. Track 8. Thank you to our valued supporters. Puppy sponsors: Cornets, Joy Kefford, in memory of Michael Vincent, Michael and Helen Betts and Ramada Resort, Ray and Coral Trestrail and Queensland Community Fund, Robert Goldie. Philanthropic grants: Horizon, Danks Trust, Department of Infrastructure and Regional Development, CTH, Department of Justice and Attorney General, Queensland, Hand Heart Pocket, the Charity of Freemasons, Queensland. Community supporters: Bagara Golf Club, Beaudesert Shire Vision Impaired Support Group, BMW Ride for Life, Brisbane BMW and Westside BMW, Brisbane Broncos Charity Partner Program, Calliope Bowls Club, Calliope and District Community Bank, ECHA, Gold Coast Fundraising Ball, Hand Heart Pocket Queensland, IGA Community Chest, Jim Gibson Memorial Low Vision Centre, Lions Club of McGregor, Mundingburra Rotary Club, Redcliffe First Settlement Lodge No. 287, Royal Antediluvian Order of Buffaloes Grand Lodge of Queensland, Southport RSL, St. Peter's Parish, the Southport School, Thuringowa Rotary Club, Townsville Hospital, UQ Twilight Run, Vale Drop Shots Golf Club. Corporate supporters: A1 All-in-One Concrete Cutting, A1 Plaques Group, Ace of Spades Tree Relocators, Adbri Masonry, Ainsley Bullion, Andre Brown Photography, Arana Bobcats and Excavators, Osrio, BACC Bendigo Bank, Blinky's Concrete Pumping, Boehringer Ingelheim Next Guard, Brisbane Joint Sealing, Brisbane Signs and Engraving, Centenary Landscape Supplies, Cleanaway Skips, Coles Supermarkets, Comiskey Family Foundation, Concrete Scanning Investigation, Cornet Supermarkets, Dimple, Eaton's Hill Hotel, Greenstone, Henwood Concreting, IDEX Laboratories Proprietary Limited, Instant Green Nursery, J.J. Rickards, Kong, Laboratories Proprietary Limited, Lukey's Rendering, Mars Pet Care Advance, McCulloch Robertson's Lawyers, Mercury IT, Nielsen's Concrete, Outdoor Secrets, Paws by Blackmores, Petstock, Pecconi's Super IGA, Plansure Surveyors, Queensland Rail, RACQ, Ramada Resort Caralbon, Sparse Frame Buildings Proprietary Limited, SR Electrical Solutions, Stella Asia Pacific, Stronger Foundations, Suncor, Telstra, The Lucky Charm New Agents, The Nielsen's Group, Tinamba Turf, TIS Turf Irrigation Services, Yong Foundation. Track 9, our 10, 15 and 20-year award volunteers. 10-year volunteers, Blanche Hawthorne, Dawn Haywood, Jeff Bridger, Graham and Barbara Lawrence, Heather Hughes, Jan Kukitcher, Jill Harper, Jill Scott-Latimer, Lenny Louise Steiger, Lois Van Mottman, Mavis McCudden, Nolene Clark, Ray Hall, Shirley Sykes, Stuart and Natalie Benfield, Val Bridger. 15-year volunteers, Errol and Denise Andrew, Faye Gourlay, Fred and Dorothy O'Brien, Janet Maloney, Jesse Garth, Karen Carter, Margaret Schult, Michael and Maureen Fote, Pat Collins. 20-year volunteers, Vicky Davis. This has been a Queensland Narrating Service recording of Guide Dogs Queensland Annual Report 2018-2019. This recording was produced for Guide Dogs Queensland and is for the sole use of people with print disabilities. Your narrator was Clem Fechner in October 2019. We hope you've enjoyed this recording. Our on-demand service is for individuals who require their own information in audio format. QNS produces the audio versions of a wide variety of any printed information, such as books, reports, instruction manuals, brochures, newsletters, legal documents, etc. Should you wish to have any printed information produced in audio for your personal use, please contact us on phone 07-3324-0004. You may also be interested in our range of audiobook titles that may be requested at your local library. A catalogue can be found on our website address www.qns.net.au. We welcome any comments or feedback you may wish to provide on the quality of this recording. Please contact QNS on phone 07-3324-0004 or email qns@qns.net.au to provide your comments. Thank you.